Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
touch on me. I need you touch me now.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
Just take and eat. only your need. When the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
would you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him?
my peace, my everything, the very come today and ask you for nothing. I don't need nothing today. I just came to worship you, to let you know that I'm so thankful for my life, my health, my strength. Oh God, I just worship you. I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, because I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today, just because you are.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for our families, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. We thank you for family. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry I am, that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. We thank you for the families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your children, your sons and your daughters. We thank you, Lord, for those that we are connected to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for you provide for us. Thank you, Lord, for the banner over us is love. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, for in your presence. Hallelujah. In your presence, oh God, we love to be in your presence, oh God. In your presence, there's healing, there's deliverance, oh God. We are set free in your presence. In your presence, there's revelation. In your presence, oh God, we are being transformed. So, Father, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, oh God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sin and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, God, we ask you for mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our siblings, our brothers and sisters. Mercy, mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us this morning. Mercy, your mercies on you every morning, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. Let the blood speak for us. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. The blood. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our environment in the blood of Jesus. Wherever we are, the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus, the healing in the blood of Jesus, deliverance in the blood of Jesus, restoration in the blood of Jesus, reconciliation in the blood of Jesus, intimacy with the Father, precious blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your precious blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The Lord, we thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, everyone under the sound of our voice, including myself. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. Our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the armor. We thank you for the armor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to assist us throughout this day, to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives, ministering to us, O God, in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father God, send your holy angels, O God. Oh, Father, angels that are assigned, your holy angels that are assigned to this prayer service, oh God, to be here, oh God, guiding, protecting us, doing your biddings in our lives, doing your biddings on this prayer, in this prayer service. Holy angels assigned to us as individuals, oh God, being with us, guiding us, protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning for our first oil. We pray for fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God. But we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow, O God. Let your anointing flow, Jesus. Let your anointing flow, Jesus. Let your anointing flow. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray for fresh oil, O God. The fresh oil, your fresh oil, your fresh oil, O God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let the anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, yamasete, yako, yamasete, yako, yamasete. Oh, Father God, empower us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. We cannot make it without you, oh God. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. When we try to make it on our own, we fail. We need you every second. We need you every hour. We need you every minute, oh God. We need you. Oh, Lord, we need you. We cry out to you. Our soul cry out to you, Jesus. We know we cannot make it. We confess that we cannot make it without you. You are our strength. You are our source. You are the air that we breathe, oh God. We need you every hour. We need you every minute. We need you every second. You are our lifeline. We need you. Oh, Father, lead us and guide us, oh God. Teach us. Oh, we need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We need you, Jesus. We need you every second. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus, and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday we talked about pressing on. Hallelujah. And those of you that were here, we went through pressing on, and the Spirit of the Lord keeps talking about being pressed. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Holy Spirit, I surrender to you, O Holy Ghost. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Father, I thank you. Thank you, oh God, for what you're going to reveal to us, oh God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you taking us deeper, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, oh, for the depths of your knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the book of Luke 5. Again, the book of Luke chapter 5. And I probably will do this week because the Spirit of God is speaking. Pressing on upon him. And it came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. The people pressed upon him. Who are they pressed upon? Jesus, to hear. The word of God said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Hallelujah. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. What does that mean? That means that you have that hunger and desire. You are pressing on. You want it. When you're hungry, you desire. You desire that you want, you hungry for righteousness. You hungry and you thirsting for it. That means righteousness become your drink and your food. What is it? You want to be in righteousness, right standing with God. So you hunger and thirst after righteousness, hunger and thirst to be in right standing with God. Amen? And that's Matthew 5:6. You hunger and thirst to be. So when the people pressed upon Jesus, they pressed upon Jesus. We talk about Luke 5 verse 1, because why? They wanted to hear the word of God. So they pressed upon him. When you read the scriptures, you said they were with Jesus for 3 days, following after Jesus. For 3 days, didn't eat, going with him from village to village, and didn't eat anything. And that's the time when the miracle of the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Why? Because hunger, they were pressing. They wanted to hear. Of course, there are people in the prison that want other things. Going for it, they are not eating. And following Jesus, that's pressing in. I want to hear. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. They want to hear the word of God. They want to be intending with Almighty God. Hallelujah. When you look at those scriptures, Matthew 14 to 21, you will see all these things. I can give you scriptures in Mark 6, 30 to 44, Luke 9, 10 to 17, John 6, 5 to 14. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 14, 14 to 21, and Jesus went forth and a great multitude, and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed that sick, and it was easy, and his disciples came to him. This is a desert place. The time is not. Send them away, his disciples, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals. But then that's the time Jesus said, no, don't send them away. And this is the time he fed them. He did the miracle. You see, when you seek, the Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things shall be added. Or seek ye first. That means you want him. You seek after him. He becomes the first thing in your life. When you seek God first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things shall be added unto you. Not only did Jesus give them physical food, he gave them spiritual physical food. They were healed. They were set free. And they were delivered, every one of them. When you seek the kingdom of God first, things happen in your life. There's miracles. There's favor. There's breakthroughs. There's signs and wonder when you focus on him and you press towards him. Press, you want to be in right standing. Well, I can pretend I don't want to be in right standing. But Jesus knows my heart. Amen. So I can pretend, but he knows my heart. I can get on 10,000 prayer lines. I can go to church every Sunday. I can lead prayer lines. But if my heart is not in the right way, I'm not hungry and thirsting after righteousness. If I'm on prayer lines, if I'm on in church every Sunday, if I'm singing in the choir, if I'm preaching this sermon, if I'm an apostle, I'm a teacher, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, and I'm not hungry and thirsting after righteousness, I have something missing. If I'm not seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, first, seek it first. If I'm not pressing on, then something is not right. Amen. Or if I, it's a form of godliness. What is my motive for pressing on? Is it my motive for finances, for money? If I tell people about faith, without faith it's impossible to please God. And then I come with manipulative things, and people love it. Love. They love for pastors and leaders to lie to them. If you do A, B, C, you will get A, B, C, D, E, F. If I come with manipulation, collaboration, because I have to pay a gas bill, a light bill, and come with all these manipulation and stuff, then I don't have faith. Because I, as a pastor, as a leader, as an apostle, I should be able to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. I shouldn't come with my own manipulative understanding and things to manipulate people, to collaborate, to get finances. That's why I do not talk about finances on this prayer line, because the one who called me, he's the one that takes the ministry, who wants to give freely, you receive, you give your offering, the ministry will go on. You don't give your offering, the ministry will go on. God is not dependent on you for his ministry, or on any one of us for his ministry to go on. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible. So I walk by faith and not by sight. And he provides according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, because my source is Almighty God. It's not man. Man like you today and man don't like you tomorrow. That's why I seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's why I hunger and thirst after righteousness. And not only am I filled, there's overflowing filth. And this is what I'm saying to you, that you see in your life, you see signs, you see wonders, you see miracles among your family, among your children, among your brothers and sisters. You see healing, you see deliverance, because you have sought God first. You have sought God first. Then when you see death left, death right, death all the time, and you see miraculously that God is saving your children, your family, your spouse, your brothers, your sisters, your nieces, your nephews, when you see that God is working on their behalf, your family, your friends, you know it is Almighty God. Seek righteousness. Abraham, look at Abraham, his faith. That's why Lot and his family were saved, because of their uncle, because of his uncle Abraham. Hallelujah. Sometimes by association, on that association, we get blessed. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be careful who we associate with. And sometimes by association, we get cursed. Kingdom of God and his righteousness press towards us. Jesus, Jesus, you need to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Press towards the high calling. Press. Oh, yes, I was sick, but did I say? Every morning I came on the prayer. None of you knew how sick I was until I said something to Mariama. I came on the prayer line because I had an assignment for God. Hallelujah. And when I began to preach and teach the word of God, everything just lay off me. Hallelujah. Because when in the presence of God, sickness got to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pressing towards the high calling. Pressing towards. When we go to your job, you press, you want promotion in the physical. And so you do everything right to get promotion. But in the kingdom of God, we get so relaxed. Day that hunger and thirst after righteousness, right standing. I want to be in the right standing with God. I want to go deeper and deeper and deeper with him. Hallelujah. I don't want to go 50%. It's not business. There's more to him. There's more to him. There's more to him. Hallelujah. There is more, and he has more for you. He has more for every one of us, but it's how much do you desire? How much more are you willing to press? Because he's giving you that strength to press forward. Yes, you might have discouraging moments in your walk with God. We all do, but don't stay in that moment. Move on. Stay there. Lord, I'm pressing on to be in a right standing with you. I press it all. That means you don't participate in things that will be displeasing to God. You press it all, but you do things that will displease God consciously. Do things that will displease God. What are you doing in your life consciously that this gossip. We look for excuses. And God says, no, no. They that hunger and thirst, God wants us to be in right standing with him. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit who will help us to get into that place to lead us and guide us and teach us. Hallelujah. If you are with this ministry for so many years and you go into Z, A, B, C, D and you're still at that place that you were, then something is wrong. Then what is your objective? Is it a form of godliness? Or is it because you hunger and thirst after God? Because it's not me, it's God. It's after Jesus. You hunger. Is it a social gathering? Is it a social gathering? Because you're lonely at home. And the prayer line, because you meet people on the prayer line, it's so short. Oh, yeah, let's go to the prayer line because I can talk to Mariama. I can talk to and sister that. So it's a social gathering. Are you coming because of social gathering or what is going on? Or are you coming because you want Jesus or you thirsty for Jesus? Because if you're looking at the prayer line or social gathering, you're missing the point. You should come here for Jesus. Jesus, you should come here for Jesus. You see, you might, God knows your intent, the intent of our heart. You, the intent of your heart. Or is it a form of godliness, religious, a routine? Is it I got to get up 5 o'clock every morning because it's a religious routine. No, you don't come a prayer life for religious routine. You come because you hunger and thirst after righteousness to be in right standing with God, to hear from him, to commune with him, to have an intimate relationship with him, to go deeper. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness want to know you more and more. More and more. Oh, God. And so, Lord, we open our hearts to you. Forgive us for our own personal intentions and objectives. Have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, let us, help us, lead us to press towards Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for this word. When I go to church, is it I'm going to church for a form of godliness? Am I going to church for social gathering? Or am I going because I want to hear hunger and thirst after to be in right standing, to hear the word of God? As I hear the word of God, there's transformation taking place. Indeed. Oh, God, what am I doing? Am I on the prayer line? Godliness, am I on the prayer line because of social gathering? Or am I here for Jesus? What is my objective? What is my objective? Do I freely give? Do I freely give to the church? Or do I have an objective? What is my intention? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Father God, what is the intent of my heart? You know my thoughts. oh God. But Father, if anything in me that is not pleasing, fill me up with your Holy Spirit and let me walk after the Spirit of Christ. As I walk through this week and every day of my life, love God with all my heart, soul, and mind. Love my neighbors. Be concerned, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, once again this morning, we lift up the nation of Ukraine. We ask you, Lord, to intervene in that nation. Oh, Father, we cry out. We are our brothers and sisters, keepers. Father God, cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, hear our cry. Oh, God, for the people of Ukraine. We pray for the president of Ukraine, his family, his captain, members, the ones in the armed forces, all those. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will intervene in the name of Jesus, Lord. Intervene, oh God, to let the people of Ukraine be discouraged, oh God. Let them look unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Intervene, oh God. We cry out from the bottom of our heart. Hear our prayer. Get the President of the United States wisdom, more wisdom in dealing with their affairs, international affairs. He's dealing with the affairs of Ukraine. He's dealing with the affairs at home. Give him the wisdom, godly wisdom, oh God. Show him the steps to take and the steps, what steps not to take. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, there's no power greater than you, oh God. Putin is not greater than you. You, the breath he breathes is yours, oh God. All powers you are serving belongs to you. Putin is not greater than you, oh God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of Christ, oh God, arrest that spirit that is operating under in the name of Jesus. Father, dispatch more angels. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, dispatch more angels, oh, God, your warrior angels, oh, God, and release more warrior angels into Ukraine, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call forth the holy angels, the warrior angels, oh, God. We call forth the supernatural forces of heaven to war on behalf of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus, the covenant that you have with Abraham, oh God. We invoke that covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested, oh God. You have so many Jews, hallelujah, in that nation, oh God. Either the president is a Jew, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything that's stopping, oh God, your hand, we ask for mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we call for supernatural intervention for the people of Ukraine. Supernatural intervention. Let the angels, the holy angels of heaven come and war on behalf. Lord, the airspace is yours. You created the earth and the fullness thereof. Everything in this earth and the universe is yours. Lord, send your holy angels. No one wants to assist these people, but you can supernaturally send your angels of war in the heavens for these people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You can stop the missiles and the bombs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing to hurt. You can do it supernaturally, oh God. And everyone will know you did it, and not the United States, but you did it, oh God. And we plead to you this morning. We need divine intervention. We need divine supernatural intervention. We need divine supernatural intervention to stop those bombings of these children. Oh God, the mothers and children, who are my son, divine intervention, God. Come on, these people. Come on, the buildings of the blood. Come on, God. Who are my son, in the name of Jesus, and you get the glory, you get the honor. Father, hear our cry this morning. We cry out to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Press on. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.